Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The turn doesn't come.
The turn doesn't
until
come
on a
after
plane.
I'm in the airport. The turn comes when I'm at the hotel desk.
Yes,
I've
You're
seen
kidding
it.
Me. You're kidding me. You are effing kidding me. It's 7 p.m. Can you just elaborate why the room's not ready? For Christ's sake.
You're not allowed to, because I think you'd not pull your own parachute for a reason.
All right. Thank you, Oscar. That's very compelling
that
and nice of you to
so
say.
Oh, not nice.
These days.
Yeah.
That is so
Yeah, these days, Mike.
In
the old days, I'd be pulling the string all day. But now it's count to 10 and sort of, you know, figure out where you stand.
I went years and years and years and years ago at Disney. Can't tell you what family it was, but I will tell you this.
That is the line of the day.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world, you are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the party, and please join us along with our friends in great places like Arkansas City, Kansas, Neptune Beach, Florida, Edmond, Oklahoma, Alexandria, Minnesota, Avon Lake, Ohio, and Lime Rock, Connecticut. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And hi.
How's
hi. Everybody? We start today with our boy Oscar, who will be traveling tomorrow. It'll be the Rob and Mike Show tomorrow. And Oscar will be on his way to doing something very exciting, Drive to Survive. Formula One race cars, baby. It's now. Why did you smile when I said "Drive to Survive"?
I just I like a catchy slogan.
It's also.
Oh, I thought I was talking to Oscar.
Oh no,
it's telling. First, let me be clear here. I'll be back on the show on Thursday after my morning of racing. Right. Tomorrow, right after the show, I go straight to National Airport. I jump on a plane. I'll be heading to Atlanta, where tomorrow I'll be racing with the Allenberg Racing School, and I'll be at the Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta, and I'll be learning how to drive a race car, like a formula car. Formula One. And I
turn speed racer off.
I'm trying
to
do something.
Sounds, I have mine.
I'm trying to do something cool, and you're ruining it. Let me put on my helmet so I could finish the interview.
Okay.
Because I'm ready. Well, excuse me. 2 seconds. Here.
Mike, I'm sorry I ruined this.
Yeah.
Because this is cool.
Okay. So, tomorrow, I'm putting on. I have the helmet. Can you hear me just okay?
Where did you get? And
I'm
how
sorry,
come
on,
you had? Did you go out and buy? Oh, I loved having you keep it on for a little while.
I can't hear you.
There's no way you could tuck the headphones up into
it. That's not going to work. But
there's padding on the inside.
Woo! That got hot.
Where did you get that helmet?
No, this is my...
Where'd you get that helmet?
This is my DOT certified, DOT certified, Department of Transportation.
Do you have to put that on when you're riding your electric e-bike?
No, I don't have to. I do because I care about my life and my livelihood.
You wear that when you're on your electric e-bike?
Yes, and I zip around
town. Man, that's got to be the dork patrol heading down the road, I would imagine.
I'm surprised he can stay upright. Thing weighs 10 pounds.
Safety is not dorky.
What about Ben Roethlisberger?
How dare
he? He goes without a helmet.
I see all these waifs rolling around without a helmet, and I'm like, well, good luck with the rest of your future, sir.
When you say waifs, you mean thin, skinny guys?
Yes.
Lithe, skinny beings. Any girls on these electric bikes?
Yeah, they don't wear helmets either, but they're young and indestructible.
Yeah.
I have too many.
You know, I agree with you, and I think I dodged a bullet with my many hours of, riding motorcycles without a helmet, which
that
I
was
love.
Dumb.
It was dumb. It was dumb going 85 miles an hour through Wyoming with a 35 mile an hour crosswind, leaning into the wind and being passed by semi-tractor trailers. Probably not the smartest thing, but the freedom of the open road. Now, I would never get in a Formula One race car without a helmet.
It's safety first. It's
but
safety
don't you think, Mike, the real danger you put yourself into was not the crosswinds, but traveling with Jimmy Cerrito?
Jimmy was, I led most of the way, so I was the leader of our pack. So,
okay.
You know, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about
we're talking about Formula One. We're talking about
racing.
Me.
Right.
Look, I get a call.
For Atlanta tomorrow.
Yes. Tonight. No, tonight.
All right.
I'll be at the raceway tomorrow at 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
They said be there at 7.
We'll have a morning meeting at 8. And I've been taking all of the online courses that help you visualize the raceway.
And you have essentially a
virtual view, a POV, first person view, and instructions that allow you to essentially pick a point in on the racetrack, so you'll know you'll have, I guess, the greatest apex for a turn.
Sure.
This is pure, true racing. And when I told my wife I was doing this, the first thing she asked me, does this void your life insurance policy?
Good question.
That is a good question. That's a smart woman.
And does it?
No, but I said, what type of question is that? Because this isn't like, hey, this is going to be so much fun. This is on your bucket list. I've been wanting to do something like this forever. And maybe a little modicum of enthusiasm instead of like, if you die, am I still okay?
When she asked you that question, was she searching at furs online?
No, I just said that's the most heartless question I've ever had someone ask me. Like, you literally went straight to the life insurance policy and nothing to do with like, what's the safety requirements?
Yeah, true.
Well, how much fun is it going to be? Do you have any context on like how fast you'll be going? It just was all about life insurance.
Tell me how the whole thing came about.
Great.
How did this racing thing come about with you?
So 4 years ago, Allenberg Racing School reached out through our friend of the show, Robin Ferguson.
Yes.
Shout out to her. And they were looking at that point to do some advertising. And it just didn't work out with the timing. They were off season and they have a raceway in Atlanta. They have a raceway in Laguna Seca in California. And it just didn't work out. And then over the New Orleans live show, she said, we're putting together an influencer circuit in Atlanta. Are you open to doing something like that? And I said, absolutely. That would be a lot of fun to see what that looks like. And then maybe that can turn into some sort of like proof of concept for a potential advertiser for
True.
The show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this going to ultimately be a thing where people can go and pay to go on the racetrack?
Yes, they can.
Is it already up and running?
It's already up and running. Okay. It's already up and running.
All right.
But this trip is strictly for influencers. And, you know, part of me is
sexy mama
is happy that I'm finally being treated like the celebrity I am, which is always nice.
Yes. But you and Feedy Pie are going to be down there.
The other side is I'm legit excited to learn how to drive a race car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, that's not just like because I'm going on this trip. It's because you've seen the cars I've driven. Like,
yes.
The whole point of them was to drive them like a race car.
True enough.
I never had the cojones to take them on the racetrack to go to the speedway, but now.
You never took the Volvo out there?
No. Well, the AMG was beautiful. That was built for racing.
That's true.
Audi was built for racing.
That's true.
And it's something that I wish I would have done, but now I can do under a controlled environment. And I have to tell you, with all due respect to the racetracks where you can rent exotic cars in Las Vegas that you've seen probably advertised before, Mike, when you've been out there as well.
Yes.
This is legit. Like, this is real racing. I've taken enough online courses that I'm confident about my skill set tomorrow. They videotaped the whole thing with GoPro, so I'll have all of that for you all. And I get to do the show from the raceway, or right outside the raceway on Thursday, which I love.
Now, question, when you went through all the online courses.
Yes.
I mean, you obviously, if this is something you've wanted to do for as many years as
Correct.
You have, you envisioned what it would be like to sit down in a Formula One car and drive. When you did the simulated driving, is there anything that really surprised you about when you're learning this stuff online?
Well, what's...
Because they're mostly like stick shift, right?
I hate this man. I hate this man. I hate this man.
Like back in the 1930s.
I hate this. Well, I mean, technically, it's you have to understand how to man how a manual transmission runs.
I'm kidding.
You
when
do?
I, say
I thought it was just paddles.
It's still a manual transmission.
Yeah, there's still a clutch.
Like, yeah.
Really? There's a clutch?
Yeah, you
things
have a clutch
are automatic.
There's a clutch for Formula One?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have a clutch
like
and then
you have
paddles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
But obviously, that was
a cool.
Yes.
My automatic stick shift joke was a feeble thing. But what did surprise you when you were looking at the layout, like the inside of the car?
It's a lot of, you know, the best way to put it, it's science. It's
science.
It's math. It's looking for specific markers on the racetrack. The reason why, if you watch these Formula One, even the Drive to Survive or even the pre-shows, if you're an F1 fan, you see the drivers and their crews walking the track to understand and simulate like what it's like to drive on them. Now I've driven, I really didn't have the time to jump into like Forza and all the racing games I own to try to get onto this track. Cause that would have been, I mean, if I had a little more time, I would have done that. But I know what Laguna Seca looks like. I've raced on that virtually.
Is this an oval track or does it have twists and turns?
I wish you cared more. I wish you cared more because this track.
Okay, so that's a good answer to my question.
Yes, it's not an oval.
What, is he showing you a track?
He's showing me
a full twist and turns.
Well, I can't. Nobody in the audience can see what you're talking about, for Christ's sake. What are we talking about?
It is full of twists and turns. It's not a simple oval track.
Can you be any more disinterested in what he's talking about? It's full of twists and turns.
How dare you?
It has that.
No, let
me talk to Mike here. You, I'll bring up Elvis in a second. I love you. Mike.
Elvis was in a movie called
Bring
Speed
Up Topo Wave. Gigio.
let me ask you this.
Why would you just say that? You bitter that I put up a picture of Topo Gigio?
I'm bitter because you live in 1950 and you put up stuff that was before you were even born or watching television.
That's
but
what
it's
makes
great.
Them unique.
It's great.
Mike,
Topo Gigio.
What?
Do you think that once I'm done with this course, I'll be a better driver? Because I think I will be.
Here's what I know about the racing game. It is the rich man's game. So it's something that the uber wealthy participate in. So it's obviously you'll be around, you won't be around the people that do it, the moneyed people that do it, but you will be around people who have been around that. And so I think you'll get off on that. And I will also tell you that worst case scenario, it's a wonderful trip. It's fun. You get to hobnob. Maybe we get an advertiser out of it, which would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Best case scenario, you come back and you are so like, charged and motivated that this now becomes something
a
you
regular
do.
Thing
and
yes.
You can do it on a from the limited knowledge I have, mm-hmm. You can do it on a variety of levels,
right?
Competitively for fun. You can go places I know where you don't even have to own the car. You can go and participate at tracks to the best of my, and you're not in an area in the DC area that's unknown for that.
Agreed. And look, this isn't so far out of reach the way I understand. And I'll learn more about this as the next 48 hours transpire. But I thought it was thoughtful that they asked for, you know, my shoe size, my height, my weight. They get into the details of, you know, if you wear glasses or contacts, like what to expect.
So it's the real, they're prepping you like you would be prepped to go on a skydiving.
Correct. Correct.
Is it going to be, here's the thing. I went years and years and years and years ago at Disney. Can't tell you what family it was, but I will tell you this.
That is the line of the day.
Which version?
Can't tell you which family I had at the time.
Sorry, but I was on my own anyway. Yeah. I went to the Richard Petty driving school at Disney.
For NASCAR?
It was a NASCAR.
Yeah.
But I didn't drive. I think I rode along and went for a ride in a race car, and it was terrifying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was going to say how fast.
140.
Jesus.
We went about 140.
It's a lot.
Okay.
That's a lot.
So these.
Well, not compared to what they do now on the track.
Yeah, but considering that it's, you know, you in a car with a guy going 140, you probably were You're probably pretty thrilled by that.
It was thrilled, but it was scary too. I love going fast in a car. I like going fast in a boat.
Mm-hmm.
But you do get to a point where it gets a little freaky and a little scary. And if I was doing the driving, oh, I think it'd be fabulous. I think it'd be really, really exciting. What is the name of it again?
Allenburg Racing Schools.
Wasn't Allenburg the radio personality who was gunned down? Look up Allenburg, someone.
Well, this Allenburg is a professional race car driver, like retired. So he was not on the radio.
I think there was an Allenburg, yes, in Colorado who was a controversial talk show host. And maybe I'm wrong.
Allenburg was an American talk radio host in Denver.
Look at you.
Yeah. And he was murdered.
Yeah.
This Allenburg is alive and he's the head
instructor.
I've
never heard the name.
Yes.
If you said Mario Andretti.
Yeah.
I might know in the different Andretti's. If you said, so the
Jackie Stewart.
Well, that's really old.
I know.
who are the modern ones? Who are the modern Formula
right now?
One guys?
Oh, Max Verstappen. Verstappen. Jesus,
and they are
up his name.
Aren't they fabulously compensated? These guys do this.
Yeah. So this Hamilton.
Hamilton. Show a little pride.
Hamilton.
What's your shoe size, Hamilton? Show a little pride.
So they're prepping you to drive these race cars yourself.
Correct.
And
Lewis Hamilton.
Do you have
is
a picture of the car
driver
you're going
to
be driving?
Yeah, I can,
or the type
that,
of
I can
car?
Send that over to you if you'd like.
It looks like a pretty intense thing.
It's what I pictured when you
did
described
it. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you see the car, Rob?
I can see it right here on his computer. Yeah.
Okay.
It's what I envisioned. It's wickedly
looks
cool.
Like a kid in that car, but it's not. It's a grown-up.
Well, that's the Formula One cars you see today. It looks like the guy's a little small guy in there because they're small.
Move faster when they're small.
They're supposed to be. Like, I can't wait to lose 10 pounds on the track like the pros do when they're in Barcelona or Saudi Arabia or Bahrain.
I believe it's Barcelona.
Barcelona.
That's right.
They come out and they weigh themselves. They lost 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. Who needs Ozempic?
Yeah. You're going to lose 10 pounds out of every orifice when you hit 130 miles an hour. You'll be shedding weight like a crazy person.
It's probably going to feel faster because it's an open wheel, race car.
Yeah, and you're by yourself, and it's going to be pretty wacky to go 130 miles an hour.
Red means
it's going to be wacky
red means
doodle.
Caution. I got to remember all the flag colors.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to make a mistake.
I mean,
red, white,
basic,
and blue means America.
It's a basic Formula
Thank
One
you. Thank you.
Stripped down miniature version
you're
of a
really
Formula
selling
One.
Selling this. Really selling
I'm sorry.
This. I appreciate this.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're going. You're doing it. I'm looking at I'll shut up. I'm sorry. I can't help when I see something for the first time. Are you sure that's the most recent photo they have?
I'm just sending you. I just sent you their website.
It doesn't look miniature to me. It looks like a full-size
You're
car.
Not helping.
All right. I'm looking at the website. Right. Stop being mad. I'm just looking at it. I'm just looking at it. And this is a good shot right here. This looks cool. And then kick it over to that. All right. There you go. Oh, there's a video. There's a video. All right. Hold on. There it is. There's the video right now. And there they are. Okay, wait a minute. Different angle. Look at that. Yeah, 130 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Are they going to allow you to go 130 miles an hour?
I mean, if I can handle the car. There is a rule, though. If you spin out twice, they have...
They send you home?
No, they're like, hey, we can tell you to,
What if you flip it? That would be my concern for me. Don't flip it.
So what this is, I can tell you exactly what it is. And I can do a better job of it than you've been doing.
All right.
I can tell you this, Oscar. You are going to learn how to race.
Yes.
At high speed.
And that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. This is a legitimate racing school.
Yeah.
This, to me, looks like you will not only be able to use the cars they have, which are irrelevant, you're going to learn how to race at high speed, which is a technique that has to be learned. You can't go out there and just wing it without wrapping yourself around a a barrier. This is pretty cool.
Or
stuff,
in this case, you know? and look, is it scary? I'd be lying to say that I'm not, a bit concerned. But
are they going to want you to push the limit?
I want to push the limit. Mm-hmm. I want to be within my course curriculum, which isn't a lot of work, but it's enough to say, I feel confident that I've done the pre-work.
So what is the pre-work exactly?
The pre-work is, you go through the safety guidelines at a high level. You have to memorize a handful of all of the nonverbal signals, especially as you're going through your laps of the track.
Can you give us an example of a nonverbal signal?
Well, it's a flat.
Yeah.
No. Well,
looks like the shadow looks like I have pit stains.
It's within the safety guidelines. And look, I'm going to tell you about the experience when I come back, right?
Right.
Because I don't have enough context. I'm just literally just reading off the guidelines that were sent to me in links.
Right.
The videos were the most compelling. And I'll be able to give you the firsthand account of what the video prepared me for, the training video, mm-hmm. and what actually happened. And within the videos, the instructor literally tells you where to keep your eyes at different turns so you can maximize your speed around the track.
Like where you should be focusing
on. Where should you be focusing on? Because your traditional thought process when you're driving is I'm going to just take this turn the way I know how to take the turn.
Yeah.
But if you're focused on a certain portion of each turn of the track, which is as detailed as anybody has ever given me instructions of every turn.
For example, and this is fascinating. Yes. So normally when you're driving, you look straight ahead because when you turn, your body turns, you say looking straight ahead, but you're moving at such a pace.
You don't have time for that.
No, you have to look in advance where you're headed. Look
ahead of the turn.
That's crazy.
But at certain...
That's going to be so counterintuitive.
At certain markers within the raceway.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
That I have not seen firsthand, but I see in what is a POV version of the raceway on video.
Wow.
So it'll be cool.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to just seeing how fast I can go. Let's see how fast I can go. My goal, I'll be as safe as possible, but it would be nice to hit 130. So we'll see.
I mean, imagine being there. Mm-hmm. This is real Formula One, by the way. Here they come. It's pretty intense.
It is.
I don't know, what's equivalent for Rob? And I'm not making fun of you. Would you want to go do?
You know what? I would love to, before all is said and done, I would love to jump out of a plane with a parachute. I would like
you?
To drive. Yeah.
Are you making that up?
No, I would like to do that.
It's like the antithesis of what I think you would want to do.
But you do that any weekend.
Dan O'Brien just did it.
I know. Kind of takes the shine off it.
I mean,
oh, that is so mean.
Kidding.
That is so
kidding,
mean.
Kidding. I would like to do that, but you know what?
What this, about is there an Elvis fantasy camp or something? That's what I was thinking.
You just said if he wants to jump out of, you have to admit you're surprised if this guy
shocked.
Says but he wants to do that.
Also, at this point, you're not allowed to because I think you'd not pull your own parachute for a reason.
All right. Thank you, Oscar. That's very compelling
that
and nice of you to say.
Oh, so not nice.
These days.
Yeah. These days, Mike. In the old days, I'd be pulling the string all day. But now it's count to 10 and sort of, figure out where you stand. But no, another thing.
I know what I'd like to do if I had the opportunity.
What's that?
I'd like listeners to pay for another trip to the Masters for me. That's all I need.
But Oscar,
I'd like to travel. That's all I want to do. I want to see places.
In a more realistic thing is when I get the same feeling mm-hmm. in a much smaller way. When I approach a new roller coaster, that's something new, something I haven't done, something that is
that thrill.
Yeah, I never
thought about it as a thrilling experience.
Oh my God! Yeah, there's one at KD called Twisted Timbers.
Mm-hmm. No, you cannot. You had me with plane, and now we're back at the your shitty little theme park. That's not. Let's stay with the plane thing
that
and not
is
a new.
Funny.
Effing roller coaster. Expand.
I'm not allowed.
Expand.
Not allowed to go on a plane because I'm going to kill myself.
No,
if I go
you're
on a
not
plane.
Gonna kill you. You're not gonna do that. I think it would be fantastic. How much did O'Brien pony up to go on?
$300.
$300.
Yeah.
So I mean, I
just go to the Delmarva.
It could happen. Sunday. It could happen.
Did you say Sunday or someday?
Someday it could happen.
There's hesitancy.
What about this weekend?
Well, yeah, because it's something that is fairly nerve-wracking, no? As I'm sure there's a little nervousness for us.
No, but I'm going. I want to go. Yeah. I was asked to go. I could have said no, not my thing.
Yeah, but I would do it.
God, I wouldn't.
Why not?
Absolutely. I'm a phobic flyer. I don't even like to be in the plane.
Mike, this is the most surefire way to get out of the plane.
Who am I, G. Gordon Liddy? Really? You know,
I so thoroughly conquered my fear when I strapped myself to a...
No, I wouldn't want to do that. By the way, I don't feel that way. If you gave me the choice of the two things you guys want to do,
yeah,
I'd be on the plane going to the race. Still think I'm probably a little tight fit for the... Is there a weight requirement?
Oh, I wasn't bold enough to ask, but I can ask when I'm
sure there is a weight suggestion.
It must be on their website somewhere where if you're a turbo fatty, you can't do that. I don't think you're going to have somebody that's three bills.
Yeah.
That's going to be
actually, Mike, they
there.
Have one Formula One car that's got a lot of Ozempic signage on it. It's cut for the larger man.
It's a wide body. These, you know what you are getting into?
Yes.
You are getting into what is the Formula One equivalent of those fighter jets where they go to jet school and they get in the trainers.
Yes.
The planes that are trainers. You're training for.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. That's what it is, and pardon me for my reaction.
Just like the crew from Top Gun, Maverick.
Yeah,
they all went up in the trainers.
So you've studied the info.
Yes,
that's
yes.
It, to go down and do this.
Correct.
When is your when do you hit the road?
I leave right after the show. My flight's at 7 out of National. I arrive in Atlanta at 9. I drive roughly 45 minutes to the raceway. They put me up in a hotel there. And then 7:30 in the morning at the racetrack, 8 a.m. Meeting in the morning for roughly, I think, 2 hours. And then we walk the raceway, if I'm not mistaken, and the rest of the day is racing.
What about breakfast?
Breakfast at the hotel, I imagine.
Yeah. Eat light.
Yeah.
I would eat light.
But this will be the first time.
It doesn't look like you can go on a ride along. It looks like it's all you.
No,
that's
I'm
why
driving.
Doing all this.
I'm driving
it looks like
the car.
You don't have an option. There's not a two-seater.
No. I don't think they have two-seaters in Formula 1.
That's called Formula 2, isn't it?
Well, you sit on their lap.
That's a weight limit.
Yeah.
There's a weight limit to sit on someone's lap. Also,
the Allenberg Racing School.
Also, classy.
Soon to be a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Meara.
Yes. Classy establishment as... They're like, is business class okay? I'm like, excuse me? They said, we're flying all the influencers down in business class. I said, oh, you know, I traditionally fly first, but business will do.
Did
business.
You say that?
Yes.
Business will
and
do.
And Robin Ferguson just went, ha, 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 ha.
Did you?
She goes, I know you're Southwest all the way.
Did you choose the airline or did they choose the airline?
Delta, baby.
So does Delta have, are you going to be flying a big enough bird to Hartsfield that you will be able to get a business class jet?
Oh, it's already been taken. They already.
So you're on a big jet that'll
big jet,
have
yes.
business class?
Yes.
Yes. You're not with all the influencers aren't on the same jet.
No,
are they?
I think I might be the only one coming from D.C.
I see. A lot of them are
Paige,
West Coast.
Is Paige Spiranak going to be on there?
I don't know.
The golf influencer?
The crew that I have gleaned are... mostly male and celebrity in their own right. So, but I'll know more. I'm actually taking a second headset in case I can ask any of them to come on the program. We'll find out.
Are there any big names going? I mean, outside of the influencer world? People who would be known to people outside of the world of, you know, online, Instagram, stuff like that.
I don't have a list in front of me. I asked and I pretended like I knew who they were and I moved on.
Okay.
Yes. Right. But some of them are captains of industry. I know that for sure.
Okay. So this is everything. This is checking off all the boxes.
This is everything I want. First, I'm being recognized for my fame. Thank you. Second, I get to now become a certified race car driver. Right?
Yes.
Do they give you a certificate?
I better get something or I'll buy it. I'll buy it if I have to. They have a gift store. I'll buy it for myself. They have a gift store.
And you'll get a video too?
I'll get a full, they have every car is completely set up with full video.
Will you be able to come back with the video and we can watch it as we do the show?
Yes.
Can we pull that off possibly?
I mean, technically Matt can do it now if he wasn't so nervous. But
we can make that happen.
Yeah, you can make that happen right now.
It'd be fun to make that happen. Yes. What do you mean right now?
He just shares your screen and you can see everything.
Yeah, but what the thing is we can't share it right now because we don't have the video.
No,
yeah.
But Matt can, yeah. Matt at any point
well, yes,
can
that's true.
I didn't even understand that, Oscar.
Matt could have shared a picture of the race car right in real time. We have that technology in place.
Well, I want to use that technology.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Hopefully someday we'll be able to do that.
Yeah. One day.
One day.
I'm excited. Thank you.
Well, I think it should be special. Yes.
My entire estate, if something goes sideways, this is what you present to the courts, goes to my brother.
Ah.
And he goes.
I don't think in the controlled environment you're in and the speed you're in, you have any
just in case,
real
Mike,
chance of.
Do I still control your Facebook page if you go?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be fine, but just in case.
All right.
My entire estate goes to my brother.
Right.
He has strict instructions to break off a piece to my wife.
On a weekly or monthly basis, or how does it work?
No, I'm not going to get into details.
Did my Formula One sound good?
Yeah. It sounded great.
Okay.
Why?
I'm asking Rob because he wasn't reacting to it.
Well, he's fussy. He's nervous.
All right. He is nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm mad.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Mike, get your SCCA competition license.
Yeah.
I mean, that's phenomenal.
What's better for a man that loves gadgets to drive one at 130 miles per hour alone?
Sports Car Club of America. Isn't that Paul Newman? Like, you get your Porsche.
Yeah.
Someday you can take it to the track and you're certified.
Yeah. The fastest lap gets a Rolex Daytona.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Attending a racing school is a critical, required first step toward your racing activities.
I'm ready.
Be aware that not all racing schools are alike. The training methodologies and curriculum at Allenburg Racing Schools have been carefully developed over the past 15 years by former Formula One World Championship driver and the school's founder, Allenburg. So there it is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
That's the mistake I made, Mike. I went to the Kelsey Grammer School of Driving.
I can't wait to meet Alan.
He'll be there?
Well, even on a brief Zoom exchange.
Yeah.
He reminded me of like the grizzled vet from City Slickers.
Jack Palance?
Yeah. Well, you know, like when the guys from City Slickers go out to be ranchers and he's the one that actually makes them ranchers.
Yeah.
Right?
He's Curly.
Yeah.
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 Are you joining the SCCA?
I'm more of an ACC guy, but you know. We'll
I'm an AC/DC guy. That's what I did.
I'm a DOA guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dead on arrival?
Yeah, if I go parachuting.
He landed with a sick thud.
But he was wearing a Elvis
current
jumpsuit.
Physical examination dated no more than 6 months prior to application.
Sent it in.
You had to provide that.
Yes.
Wow.
Did
you get your digitally completed parental consent from Yoli?
No. That's if I was under 18.
All right. I'm sorry. I can't wait.
I can't wait.
If you are 18 to 21 years of age and live in Alabama,
yes.
Nebraska, or Wyoming, a notarized minor waiver release form is necessary.
Necessary.
Well,
Rocky Road.
I would think if you're between 18 and 21 from those states, they would say no thank you.
Mike,
what's happening on this side?
This from Robin Ferguson, who's listening right now. So,
oh, hi, Robin.
She just landed.
What are you talking to Robin Ferguson?
She's
so
listening
much
to
for?
The show.
Hi, Robin. How are
she
you?
She says the fastest lap gets a Rolex Daytona. Confirmed.
Is that true in this school?
Yes.
I thought you were funning me.
For the influencer. Yeah. How else do you think you're going down there for? They don't just go down there for nothing.
Wait. The fastest lap gets a Rolex Daytona?
For this particular round.
Just hold on.
Yes everybody hold relax. Everything.
Yes.
Everything stop right now. Mm-hmm. Stop. 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 Stop.
Well, I'm not going to crash.
If you drive the fastest lap, they're going to give you
the person that does so, the male or for the weekend, right? That's how you entice people to come if they're influencers or celebrities to take off 2 days to go and race.
That would be special.
Right?
I'm rooting for you now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that I'd ever see it, but I'm rooting for you now.
Oh, he'd show it to you.
I know he would.
Yeah.
I would put it on, smile, and then sell it to the closest jeweler. There's a jeweler around the corner.
Yes.
Would you
yes.
sell it to me at a discount?
No.
Okay. Let's move on, shall we? Thank you very much. Yes. All right. There we go.
And it took 36 minutes to get there. That was the question.
Mike, I didn't know. I didn't know anything about
it.
We
have to be safe first.
Yes.
Safety first.
Oh, I don't care. If you died trying to get that Daytona, I'd be, there wouldn't be a chance. No one would beat me. We'll take a break and we'll come right back, everybody.
Broken. So broken.
Let me tell you about Chime. You know, with Chime, you can kickstart your journey towards healthy financial habits with your very first paycheck. Set yourself up for success by signing up for Chime and linking a qualifying direct deposit. You'll unlock a range of benefits, enjoy the convenience of getting paid up to 2 days early, and the peace of mind that comes with fee-free overdraft protection up to $200. Plus, with Chime, say goodbye to monthly fees, minimum balance requirements, and deposit obligations. Join Chime today and take control of your financial future. Sign up for a Chime checking account today to link your paycheck. It only takes 2 minutes and it doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depend on payer, SpotMe eligibility requirements, and overdraft limits apply. See chime.com/SpotMe. SpotMe, hotMe.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. If you work for her, ladies and gentlemen, you better be available. Like all the time. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Martha Stewart.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Carla O'Mara.
Yes. Martha Stewart believes in being available 24/7 when you're in her business world. One time she called an employee on a Sunday and the guy told her he couldn't talk because he was taking a bath. She says, quote, "I knew I couldn't work with that person. I just couldn't." She adds, quote, "If you can't talk on a Sunday and you take umbrage that I'm calling you on a Sunday, you know, if you were a terribly religious person, I take that into consideration, but I knew this guy was not a terribly religious person. It's exciting. Business is exciting. I want people to feel that way about business."
I didn't know that Pony worked for Martha Stewart. Pony?
Yeah, I did. She's great.
Please. He's a bad, Pony's a bath taker.
Can you believe that joke? Can you believe that joke that he just made? Okay. In her defense, Martha's own work ethic is off the charts, and she's down for whatever, whenever, wherever. Quote, "There's new hierarchy in my life. I will wash the floor if I have to wash the floor. I'll take out the garbage if nobody else has taken out the garbage. The CEO should be available to everybody at all times if possible, like when she was in prison."
Yeah. Do you buy that for a minute that she takes the trash out? Do you buy it for a second?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Absolutely.
I met her old brand manager who now works for Toys R Us last summer. And she worked with Martha Stewart for roughly 15, 16 years, she said.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she's like, there's no off button for her. It's always like, go, 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 go. And I feel like you hear that a lot of people that have reached that level of success.
Yeah. She's just, right? I mean, she's just, they're always doing it. Whether they need to or not.
Correct.
They just love it. That's what and that can be great if that goes in the wrong. It's got to be channeled. It's like anything else. It's got to be channeled. If you do the crazy crap and then you just start to wig out, pulling some of the Elon Musk moves.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of crazy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But I bet there's no off switch for Elon Musk.
What level of compensation would it take for you to deal with Elon's craziness?
You never say no to anything, and if the suitcase is large enough,
$500,000.
You do. That's a very tricky number.
That is.
That's a very tricky number.
You have Elon to be Musk? Available through the weekends, deal with the drama.
I think if I'm a younger guy and I, you know, haven't had my career, I think I'd jump at that opportunity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's none of it's worth it if it chews you up and spits you out. And you got to have, no matter what the money is, you have to have something that is an aim, a desire, a goal. You have to have growth.
Okay, what
you
about
don't have
this?
Growth, forget it.
$1 million.
Elon, I will suckle on your buttocks.
A docuseries about Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Rob, I didn't get into the machine today. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
A documentary on Arnold Schwarzenegger. It hits Netflix tomorrow. Arnold doesn't hold back. In one segment, he talks about telling his wife, Maria Shriver, that he had a baby with a housekeeper.
Hey, Maria.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
It was during a counseling session that Maria made it clear she wanted to know if Joseph Baena was Arnold's illegitimate son, and he fessed up. He says, quote, "She was crushed because of that." Arnold takes responsibility, though. Here's his quote. "It seems that I have caused enough pain for my family because of my F-up. Everyone had to suffer. Maria had to suffer. The kids had to suffer. Joseph, his mother, everyone."
I don't know. I might be watching FUBAR before I watch the documentary.
I watched 1.5 minutes of it.
And?
Gone.
Like nothing?
Oh, stupid. But he adds, quote, "I don't want to make Joseph feel like he's not welcome in the world, because he is very much welcome in the world. I love him, and he's turned out to be an extraordinary young man." I like Arnold trying to be the good Arnold.
Yeah.
He's taking he's being accountable.
Yes, yeah. He's being accountable, and I like what he has to say. I don't like the show, but I like Arnold big time.
Yeah.
I really do. There was a documentary in the works, speaking of docus, about C.K., Louis C.K.'s eventually returning to comedy after his fall due to sexual misconduct, but it's no longer going forward.
Hmm.
Paramount started producing it before they merged their Paramount Plus streaming service with Showtime. Speaking of mergers, we'll have more on a very big merger in the world I'm interested in today. Yesterday, Showtime announced they were scrapping it. At the time it was announced, a Paramount exec said, quote, "I don't think the social change that Me Too has brought about is resolved at all. There's a bit of a black backlash against Me Too, who has to go away and who's allowed to come back. So there's no word if the documentary will move forward somewhere else, but for now, kind of dead in the water, and maybe rightly so with the way Louis C.K.
Yeah. You know, do you take Paramount Plus?
I don't know. They're so mixed up, I'm not sure what's connected to the other one.
Because season 3 of the new iCarly just dropped.
Yeah, it's very popular. Very popular. Mike, Rob Ford and I were having a thoughtful conversation about comedy.
Shirts off?
Pants off.
Good.
And...
Pulse.
This is how we roll. He said, "Do you remember when Louis C.K. was as famous as Dave Chappelle, and Dave Chappelle was kind of risque and kind of essentially
dangerous,
and like he had quit Comedy Central, so he was kind of off the grid. Now, if you look at their careers, it's like Dave Chappelle is at that apex of where Louis C.K. was,
mm-hmm.
and Louis C.K. is now Dave Chappelle."
Yeah, but Louis C.K. is less than Dave Chappelle, because Louis C.K. has not recovered from where he was.
Yeah.
It is impossible for me to think about Louis C.K. without thinking about that.
I agree.
Just because it was such a different kind of activity. Not that I begrudge anybody from doing what they do, but it was a creepy, you know, it wasn't your run-of-the-mill sex scandal. It was like super creepy.
Weird.
Plant,
very weird.
Right?
Yeah.
And so every time I see him now, because he looks like a guy you wouldn't want to see hanging around the middle school, you know, it makes me, well, it's true.
It is true. You speak the truth.
He does.
And the comedy hasn't changed.
But anybody that is, considered a sexual deviant or outed as a sexual deviant looks like a sexual deviant.
Kind of like, you know, and he sure, I mean, before he was a sexual deviant.
Yeah, he looked like he was a little quirky.
He looked like a sexual deviant. Yeah. But anyway, we'll have to see. What's something that a lot of people think they're good at but aren't? Someone polled people online. 10 things people think they're good at. And just answer if you think you're good at this.
All right.
And your cohorts will answer for each other.
Okay.
Communicating.
I could be better.
Yeah, I think everybody could.
I definitely could.
Yeah.
But I think I'm good at it.
I let you know where you stand, like where I stand on I'm not shy about that. But as far as getting ahead of some communications, that's tough sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Rob?
I'm not a good communicator. I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you.
Looking cool. I don't think I look cool at all, ever.
No.
Oscar?
In 52 years, I've maybe had 20 minutes of looking cool.
I used to look cool.
Used to?
Yeah.
When?
When I was skinnier and younger.
Okay.
I am hoping that with my continued weight loss, that I will be able to approach dressing cooler.
Okay. That makes sense.
Oh, but
because
don't,
when you're fat, you can't dress.
Yeah,
they don't cool. apply. Yeah, they don't make the.
It doesn't work.
They don't give you the ingredients, right?
There's nothing you can really do. Well, no, that's not true.
You can layer.
Really, if you're really young, you can be like certain musical artists, you know, and wear bright, flowing things. And
well,
be
but
cool.
No, you can't. That's not cool, though. If you're not on stage performing in that stuff.
If you hit
cool.
your goal weight, will you start dressing like a pharaoh? Like with these long draping capes?
Mike, if you hit your goal weight, will you start dressing like me, a pharaoh?
No, if I hit my goal weight, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I used to love, but this isn't cool.
Yes.
It's old fart traditional, but I never could wear Brooks Brothers.
I now wear
some products from Brooks Brothers, which is very exciting. I'm talking about basic business wear.
Yeah, but Brooks Brothers is nice and clean. Their styling's not necessarily
it is
classic and clean.
It's classic and clean.
Yes.
I remember when I lost the weight and I was finally able to buy a Brooks Brothers tie.
Thank you, Rob. That's very good.
Even though it was a little tight.
All right, I'm going to give you the rest. Giving good advice, being honest, parenting, singing, being humble, staying out of drama, driving, being a good listener. Everybody thinks they're great at that. Most people are lying.
I am a great driver.
I'm a great singer.
You're going to be a greater driver when you come back from
even better.
Atlanta. Some guy tweeted a photo after his cousin in seventh grade used ChatGPT,
yes,
to cheat on a book report. It was on the 1989 novel The Joy Luck Club, and the whole report is written out by hand. The first clue a kid didn't write is in the vocabulary. How many seventh graders use the word poignant and spell it right?
Not many.
But there's an even more obvious clue in that same paragraph. Even though he copied it by hand, he forgot to remove ChatGPT's disclaimer at the bottom.
What a dummy.
A rube.
The last paragraph starts, "As an AI language model, I don't have personal expectations or opinions." Busted.
Not okay.
If you're a parent and your kid is bringing home like straight A's at a high level out of the blue,
yeah,
please be realistic about the tools they're using.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. I think you have to be wary.
Yeah,
because
kids are learning. Like you still have to learn at that age. Like, I'm not saying I would be beyond using ChatGPT at that age.
Oh, you 100% would.
But I think everybody would try it.
Yeah.
But if,
yeah, it's look, it's
too enticing.
Can I be honest with you? The way we could have a whole show on AI.
Yeah.
We could really do a whole show on it. But I have to tell you that. Are you okay, Rob?
Yeah, just rubbing my eyes all.
Okay. It's falling apart. He's like, I write all my copy with AI. I hope they don't find out.
I waited till you were talking so I wouldn't be on camera. Yeah, I just rubbed my eye.
You're on camera for me. Anywho, I have to say this, that I think that this is how they're going to destroy us.
The machines? The machines?
Chat, the AI will be, make the lazy people's lives as easy. Take all the effort out of living, because that's all humans really want, is to have it easy. At least we Americans, it's easy, easy. How much advertising do you hear the word easy?
Yeah.
Easy.
Yes. Hit the easy button.
Yeah.
And
easy
that's... off. This is the classic example. No, have to think. And then it's like, why are they killing us now?
Well, you think the robots are going to kill us?
I think ultimately that this could be very, very
It could become the
damaging.
Dumbing of America. It could be. It really
yeah,
could but
enhance the already dumbing.
Yeah,
of
I
America.
Agree that it will dumb us, but I don't think they're going to kill us.
But
you're the first one they're going to put in the Soylent Green machine.
Well, I'll be able to feel the feed
a
family
of 20. You're giggling all the way when it's just like, what's this? Are these metal teeth?
I'm not sure why I came in today.
I worry about it.
Rob,
I really do.
And let's think about the positive at the moment.
Okay.
It gives kids an opportunity to see how these machines can aid with certain tasks.
Sure.
Well, we used to get in trouble when we used to read a Cliff Notes.
I was going to equate it to Cliff Notes.
And not actually read the book.
Yeah.
Because people could tell if you actually read the book or you didn't. Now they don't even have to read it. They just have to copy it correctly.
Right. True enough.
That's a different ballgame.
Yeah, that is very true. I just don't think there's a danger. I mean, it makes you stupid, makes you lazy, but I don't think it's going to kill us.
But that's dangerous.
Okay.
Learned behavior. They learn. The machines learn. And at a certain point, the machines could learn that we are expendable.
Yeah.
More expendable than we think we are. I really believe that.
They could start judging us, saying, are you adding value?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what are they going to do?
I mean, what do you think about when you think about education? The vast majority of education in the United States, and I am not talking about the elite universities or the elite doctoral programs or the upper echelons of education, the vast majority is two words, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting by. Mm. It's getting by and not working and getting away with not working and cramming and taking your C+ or your B- and just going, dump-de-dump, look at me, I got a cap and get, it's bull. I believe that with all my heart. There are a teeny tiny amount of people that excel to the level where they are, you know, making all the rules. The rest of us were drones. And I believe the words of George Carlin, the game is rigged, folks. The fix is in. Mm. And this is the kind of stuff where you see a kid going, I'll have the computer do it. He doesn't give a rat's ass, but he should, because this is the end of life as we know it.
Yeah, but
I believe that.
But Mike, think about it this way. That kid is learning a tough lesson at the right age.
Oh, beautiful that he got burned on it.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. I hope they learn that. And I hope that they, as they steamroll to making our lives easier, land of wuss, I hope that they put some checks and balances in, but they're not gonna, because it ain't gonna sell. Mark my words. Mm. Just watch. I'll be long gone when this all goes down, by the way. But remember,
no, you won't.
I said it here, all right?
It's coming sooner?
We've cloned your voice.
Oh, that's true.
There we are. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. AI will be the death of us all. Use that one. A nightclub, a little something something now. A nightclub in Australia called Woolshit on Henley.
Hey, Woolshit, I'm going to get in and hit me a couple of points at Woolshit on Henley.
Sounds good.
It's in hot water after a promotion where they offered women free drinks based on their bra size. Mm. An ad on social media said the bigger, the better, and that women would get one drink free for an A cup, two for a B cup, and three for a C cup. If that wasn't bad enough, they also encouraged women to remove their bras, saying if your bra is uncomfortable,
hang it up and let loose. Get it to be. That means you well, boys. Go on. If you need a brassiere, go ahead if you got a D cup.
There was a backlash online. People called it misogynistic. The bar canceled the promotion and apologized. In a Facebook post, they claim they never intended for people to feel uncomfortable and body shamed and are workshopping ideas for different promotions that promote a fun, safe, and inclusive environment for all. And I say it's a bar. What are they going to do? Stop selling slippery nipples, too? How about a slow, comfortable screw? How about a sex on the beach? How about an orgasm? And how about O'Mara's biggest seller, the red-headed slut?
Ah, I've had one.
Have a great day. Hey, everybody, Liquid IV. We've told you how much we love it. You are going to love Liquid IV just as much as we do. It's so hot outside. I just saw a squirrel putting ice on his nuts.
Hey.
I want to tell you. But you can beat the heat with Liquid IV. Just one stick gets you 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Perfect for any time of day, anywhere. Made with premium ingredients, non-GMO, and free from gluten. dairy, and soy. Try the new sea berry and strawberry lemonade flavors, or stick with your old favorites. Plus, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings to over 50 countries, making a positive impact on the world. Be like me, drink Liquid IV, and feel awesome. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off. You get 20% off. You get that discount when you use the code TMOS at checkout. Go to our website.
Mm. Yes.
That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. We were talking about Rob jumping out of an airplane, my greatest fear. Don't play that. Damn it. Stop it.
It was a good topic changer.
I thought you were going to go to fantasy golf like camp where you could actually meet your heroes.
No. Never been into that.
No?
You might get a bunk.
Fantasy golf camp is a pro-am.
You could bunk with Tom.
I mean,
I don't know
what that is. I know
a
enough.
A pro-am is a Wednesday tournament where if you've got the means, you pay to get in a tournament and you play alongside a pro. Usually can't pick the pro unless you're... can I tell you the dream of dreams for me?
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh's played in it. Ray Romano has played
Tony
in
Romo.
It. Tony Romo has played.
Yeah.
The AT&T...
Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach Prime would be the
dream
of dreams.
And that used to be the Crosby or the Bob Hope
used
one,
used to be
right?
The Crosby Clam Bake.
Right,
and,
right.
And then the Bing Crosby Pro-Am. And, you know, it spawned... all the celebrity tournaments, which have gone by the by. You don't have them like it used to be, you know?
I'm a rube because I thought you had to be famous to play in those pro-ams. But you can buy your way in?
Well, you see a lot of like captains of industry and that's
you
a
see
drag.
Like the CEO of you know, Verizon or
IBM.
The AT&T guys. They're out there. And then, you know, and there's a celebrity circuit that's dominated by mostly former athletes that play. But that tournament, and up next to it would be the Lake Tahoe tournament that Mark Rippon won all those years.
Yes.
It would just be so much fun. But it wouldn't be – it would be more fun to play in the AT&T Pro-Am because you are an amateur as opposed to the Celebrity League where these are two, three, four handicap golfers that are accomplished golfers because they're great at all sports. And I probably would be rather intimidated with my, you know, 11 handicap right now, the way it is, you know, especially the way I've been playing lately.
Oh. You were doing pretty good a couple weeks ago. What happened?
Let's go. Comes, goes, everywhere, you know. Man, it doesn't make me want to get on a plane and go bat-ass, though. And that's my number one fear. I'll be flying here in the next week or two. Oscar's flying tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I worry now more about... a scene of some kind happening on the aircraft than I do about flying. Flying, we kind of figured out in America, right? It seems like we know. But these wing nuts.
Yeah, they're opening, the doors to a plan as. By the way, I didn't just this past week, and maybe you're talking about a different story, but then top of my mind is, I think it might have been in Singapore. They were landing, and one of these guys was messing with the door and he was in the emergency exit lane and it popped open. And apparently, if you're like 600 feet and above landing, it's easy to open the door because it's not pressurized.
Right.
Right.
And
they showed video. I think it was South Korea.
South Korea.
And they showed, they showed video of these people with all of that wind rushing through the plane. Yeah. Terrified.
Was it like instantaneous, just disaster in there because of all the wind coming in?
The only thing I saw was
it looked
after
refreshing.
The fact, after, super refreshing. After he'd opened the door, it was just like blowing, you know, when they're like the G-forces on their cheeks. And then there was a drunk that got removed from a plane. And it's all this stuff where in the, you know,
more
especially
and more.
When I'm traveling with my kid, I don't want that crap.
I'm ever vigilant. Not for the drunks, but for angry people. And because I'm waiting for them. You can hear them when they're talking to the flight attendants because they get grumpy over like one thing because they don't have tab or Diet Dr.
Well,
Pepper.
Oftentimes you can spot them at the little desk at the gate.
No, I don't even point it. Like, I'm just, if I'm sitting in my seat and someone's walking by, like they're mad or they just got in a fight with their girlfriend or wife or their kids are annoying them. I'm like, that guy's going to get hammered and then he's going to get irate. And then I have them on my radar.
I don't consider myself.
Like if I saw Mike, you'd be suspect number two.
Let me just say, I have been
pleasant,
ossified on planes.
Yeah, you fixed the VCR machine that one time.
And I have been given, back in the day, yes. I used to be given, on more than one occasion, I was given a free bottle of wine by the flight attendants.
Well, you are fun when you're hammered.
Yes. I was pleasant.
Yes.
And I'm until the pleasant turn comes. To the, well, the turn doesn't come.
The turn doesn't
until
come on a
after
plane.
I'm in the airport. The turn comes when I'm at the hotel desk.
Yes.
I'm you seen kidding it. Me. Is a sin? You kidding me? You are effing kidding me. It's 7 p.m. Can you just elaborate why the room's not ready? For Christ's sake. Mike, it's going to be. And that's not going to be okay. Flew all the way across the country and now. Yeah, the turn happens.
I remember one time treating the turn. And I didn't even really know about the turn then. I was much younger. And the turn was happening at the desk. And I came in. I said, Mike.
Front desk of a hotel.
I said, Mike, listen. You can hear the slot machines. And it was enough to get you through. It was. Mm-hmm. It was. It was just, you could hear that siren song. It was just enough of a distraction. But on a plane, you know what? You and I fly really well together.
We used to, you know, tip them pretty good on an airplane. But I just, so when these people, I think what happens is perhaps the airport bar. Because I think the airport bar, if you've got a long layover and you don't like to fly and you're nervous about it anyway, and then you might have one or two while you're in the air. And of course, the effects of alcohol at altitude are going to have more of an effect. But this total wingnut, like, don't touch me. I'll kill you. Don't touch me. I mean, that's just stunning.
It's sad. It is sad.
Do you ever remember, as, you know, say 10, 15 years ago, seeing someone duct taped to a chair in a seat in a plane?
Never.
And you see it fairly frequently now. Because
good for them. I hope they have more rolls of duct tape in the back.
Yeah, true.
There's a karaoke bar in the New Orleans airport in the B, not whatever wing.
Terminal.
And I walked by and this guy was just singing a tune and it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And Shan said, do you think he's hammered? I said, look at him. He's swaying. And they have a karaoke bar.
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. What time's the flight?
Three hours from now.
Okay, I can sing another.
That guy might not even be flying. He might just be visiting the bar.
Play it again, Sam.
I love when you have like a 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning flight and spotting people nursing a beer. I think there's something so charming about it when you see people drinking that early in the morning.
It was marriage numero uno.
Yes.
We were going to, I think I want to say Barbados.
Okay. Barbados.
And it was British. What's the airline? Not in business anymore, are they? BWIA, British West Indies Air.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. And the lady had a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Caribbean accent. And she comes over. And of course, we were flying in the front of the plane back in those days.
Those days.
A lot cheaper. And it was a lot more fun. And she comes over and she says, would you like a Bloody Mary to start your holiday? Mm. And it was the greatest
experience. Yeah, what a great surprise.
I mean, I heard angels at
I'll take a warm towelette.
Yeah, anything.
And then by the time we landed, I was punching the guy in the seat. And
but he deserved it, to be fair.
He deserved it. Yeah, he deserved it. They never should have duct taped me in that seat. You know, I had tomato juice all over my shirt. So embarrassing.
Your white linen shirt.
Yeah, you smell like a disaster.
Yeah, it's just terrible. All right. We have the TV shows that we love to TV stars or
yes,
movie stars.
Movie
we
stars.
Love this is a little song called Hugo Correa. Yeah.
Mike, I've always wanted to ask you, is this one of your favorite Buddy Rich cuts?
One of the ones I requested from him in person.
No kidding. I did not know that. I
did indeed.
I did not know that.
Met him when I was 13 years old, requested this song.
Yeah. And he walked up to you looking like Louis C.K. and said, I'll play it for you.
If you let me do.
Oh, no.
Stop it, Rob.
I know.
Friends, you're going to love Legacy Box. Let me explain, please. Do you know where your box of old home movies is? Have you scurried around your attic, your garage, your basement? That's where you've got all your home movies, all your pictures, all that stuff. Have you made sure that they aren't too hot, damp, or moldy?
Ugh.
Hmm? All of that old media breaks down over time, and if not preserved, it will be lost forever. Now with Legacy Box's Save Your Tape sale, you can easily access those memories, and you can protect them forever. It's only $9 a tape. It's so simple, it's like magic. You send in your Legacy Box, you fill it with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, pictures from any year, whatever. Slides, you can do that too.
Slides.
Their team professionally digitizes everything, and you'll get it back on a thumb drive or the cloud, along with your originals. We've all used it, and it's amazing. To bring your past into the present and preserve it for the future. Because you can't put a price on memories. Don't let this summer's heat age your videotapes, film reels, and fade your photos. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's legacybox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer. It's your destiny.
Excellent read. Love it.
Can I just say, before we get to the Hollywood stars who we hate, the deal with Jack Nicholson. Is he with it or is he not? I know we had the fake picture a while back.
With the chili, yeah.
It was just, wasn't it like a week ago we saw Larry David, a video of Larry David meeting Jack?
Greeting him courtside, yeah.
At a recent Lakers game, correct?
Yeah.
And then we get that story again where he's wandering around his mansion and he's a recluse and all that stuff. Excuse me. I don't know. What is the real deal?
I haven't heard anything.
If it's not true, they should shut the hell up.
Well, even if it is true, they should shut the hell up. The man should be allowed to live his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that if there is a touch of dementia or whatever, he can probably stay focused and have the sense memory to know what it's like to go to a basketball game.
Yes, but I didn't see any indication that he looked out of it.
Really? Okay.
At that game.
Yeah, he looked fine.
Yeah.
You look like Jack being a celebrity and shaking hands with people.
Also,
you know?
Look, we all remember when I fell for the old Jack Chili Mac ordeal.
Yes, where classic episode.
I saw that. I was like, oh, no.
It's clickbait, Oscar. He's a big enough name still where the more they flap their gums about him, and you're reading something like a clip from The Sun, which is just absolute birdcage fodder.
Guardian UK.
I swear to God, The Sun is poison, you know? Yeah. You won't believe what Savannah Guthrie said to Hoda to make her almost walk off the set. And then you're stupid enough to click on it, and it's some innocuous non-entity that they have succeeded in getting you to look at. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, agreed. You're right. You're right.
All right.
But so if anyone knows about Jack Nicholson, tell us, because I think
like
they're vague about
it. He should open his own line of Chili Mac.
Would it be canned or a restaurant?
That picture still probably one of the greatest Photoshops I've ever seen. It looks so
like just spilled on his pants and he didn't even feel it.
I bet he would make good chili, Jack would.
By the way, remember when we were talking about the exposed sports league?
Yes. Yeah.
Holly Saunders just did a little research. We're doing a show today.
Understood.
So research. Picture of Holly Saunders working out. Holly Saunders, by the way, not only enhanced in many different ways, but I have to say, you can't enhance the abs. The abs are enhanced by hard work, and she has absolutely just absolute toned physique like I've never seen on a woman. Like, it's amazing.
The headline in The Sun would be absolute perfection.
And then there's a picture of her saying that as hard as she works in the gym, it's nothing compared to her man. Speaking about Oscar De La Hoya.
Sure.
And his gym work.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, and by the way, the sports bra was Photoshopped and or painted on or something like that. And I look at that picture and I said, oh, she's really naked in that. And it was just fun. So, hi, Holly.
How
you doing? Love to have you on the show.
She, with respect to her, she is a dream killer. Like, this poor man is just trying to live his life, and she's putting his business out there.
Yeah, but she uses it. It's her,
very
it's her
misogynistic
ticket.
Oscar.
It's
very
her ticket to naked pickleball. You know, that's what she's doing.
She's a dream maker, in my mind.
Oh,
in
fair
my
enough. Fair.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not going to say what kind of dream.
Do you have your list?
I have it, Mike.
Feel free to jump in anytime.
All right,
come on now.
Microsoft News, MSN, they put out a survey. What actors don't you...
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Who in America still goes to MSN?
I do.
This is... It's like he's in a time warp. Like he's...
MSN is not relevant enough to you?
Microsoft News... It's like saying, hey, email me at my Hotmail account.
You're going to love this list, though. Right. They put Rob out a survey of actors people can't stand. Here are 10.
Rob has a CompuServe list that he wants to read to us.
Yes, right, lists are very popular
according
on the internet.
America Online.
Mike, number one, people hate Andy Dick.
Too old. Not even relevant anymore.
He says he's not a good person.
I'm going to give a buzzer
for
once.
Is he even alive?
He is alive. Number two, people hate Steven Seagal.
Nah, he went to Russia.
They say he's a poor actor and an even worse human being.
Yeah, I mean, he's gotten such horrible press, so I give a bum for the buzzer for the relevance, but a ding for the guy.
Number three, people hate James Corden.
James Corden.
Yes. Very rare. Yeah.
So long.
His own staff hates him.
Despite his attempts to come off as relatable, most find him the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. Number four, a native of McLean, Virginia, Jared Leto.
Really, they hate Jared Leto.
They call him incredibly creepy, and they say he's pretentious, and many believe he runs a cult.
Completely disagree. I've never even heard that side.
I think he's kind of creepy.
I see creepiness in him, yeah.
I always confuse.
You just hate skinny, pretty men.
He is gorgeous.
Me?
Yes.
I don't hate skinny, pretty men. I love Brad Pitt.
Well, he's not waif-like like our boy, like
Jared Leto.
Yeah, he's just not.
No, Jared Leto, I always get confused with Walton Goggins.
Really?
Yes.
Then you need
they always kind of like run together a little bit.
Checked because all right,
let's move on.
Close.
Forget it. I don't want to do this.
Number five, Lena Dunham.
Oh, can't.
What happened to her?
Well, she was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She plays.
Yeah,
the
but
Mama
she was
Bear.
Also in Girls.
In addition to being accused of several racist comments. Many of you heard to be nothing short of a spoiled brat. I get that.
Yeah, I'm down
very
with that.
Talented.
I love to hate her. Thank you.
I want.
Are you going to hate anybody on the list, or are you going to not hate anybody on the list?
No, I said Andy Dick is clearly hated. It's old school. Everybody knows that.
It's old.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oscars is going to love number six. People hate Will Smith.
Yes.
Yeah, well, he
it's
blew
given.
It.
Yeah.
He blew it. Absolutely.
People hate number seven, James Franco.
Yep, I'm
creep.
In that category.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
Don't like him at all.
This is a good poll on their part. Number eight, people don't like Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, because he is not the guy that played Mark Zuckerberg, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that he comes across on interviews as smug and aloof, like he's doing the Jeffrey Zuckerberg character.
They call him they say he has a nerdy maniac vibe.
That's
no?
given.
No, I think he's got a smug a-hole vibe.
Yeah,
that's the vibe
that's
I get from him.
Mm-hmm. Number nine of 10, Mike, people don't like Kevin Hart.
I disagree.
Oh.
You hate Kevin Hart?
Oh, can't stand
oh,
Kevin
no.
Hart. Not funny.
I loved Kevin Hart. Like I love what he does
funny.
Now.
But do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Was he not in?
What do you mean?
Didn't he say that in the movie? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? One of his cop styled movies.
I don't remember, honestly.
All right.
I do not know. I always think the commercials are what I base my opinion on now.
Okay.
That he's on the commercial.
He's like, overexposed.
Yeah. I think there's a level of stardom where you do those commercials when you don't really have to. And if you do them and then they have nothing, like you turn yourself into flow from Progressive.
Yeah.
Instead of using your comic chops to make something really funny. They're not funny at all.
Yeah, Flo didn't make the list. And number 10, a pretty obvious choice. People don't care for Woody Allen.
Certified creep.
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, Woody Allen is, I don't know. I think he's been unfairly put upon. That's my opinion. Thank
okay,
you
that's
much.
Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara.
There you go.
P.O. Right. Box.
Yeah. But Lena Dunham, boo.
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 Boo. that's it. We got to get out of here. We'll come back with the flip side. Rob Spiewak has curated
beautiful
a bunch of soundish, and he will play them for us when we return. June is busting out all over, and Dermglow has everything you need as the summer approacheth. Father's Day is right around the corner, and you can surprise dear old dad with Mike's signature packages. Both the big and the little are on sale, and ladies, Carla's beauty bundle is also on sale. So it's time to indulge. Dermglow ships fast, 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 and delivers worldwide. They offer afterpay for your convenience. Dermglow also offers virtual skin consultations so you can figure out how to maximize your loveliness. Don't miss out on these amazing deals. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today and shop for incredible offers that will brighten anyone's day, including yours. DermGlow Skin, a facial boutique that features facials and products by the pampering esthetician, also known as Carla.
Yes.
Reach out today and tell them that Sean Cassidy sent you. And now, without further ado, let's get right to it. The flip side.
Hello.
My girl.
Roll over. Rolling. 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 Let me roll it.
Flip, flop, and fly.
The flip side.
Mike, I think this counts as a follow-up. Do you remember the high school that had all of their graduation robes embroidered 2022?
Yes. Yeah, they bought them in bulk.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But there was an Illinois high school that handed out all of their embroidered. They were almost like, I think they call them shawls.
Yeah,
go
yeah,
over
yeah,
the,
yeah, 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 yeah.
And all of them had the word 2023 graduate.
Oh,
instead
no.
of graduate, it was GRADUTAT.
Where's the quality control?
And so what the school has done is said, if you choose to wear your extra piece that says graduate, then we will Photoshop it out of the yearbook.
I don't understand how you mess up a whole word. Shouldn't happen like that.
We ain't realized until, like, we was walking out the gate. They could have checked before because they made, like, 600 plus. So, and all of them were spelled wrong.
Graduate.
We're terribly disappointed and appalled about how they would even pass those out to the students. That would embarrass the community, the families, and even the school district should be embarrassed.
Lighten up.
I know, but still, it's great.
Lighten up, lady, okay? Not the
Francis,
end of the world.
Francis,
they're not going to remember next week.
They're going to figure it out in they'll figure it out in the Photoshop. I've never been horribly impressed by Chrissy Teigen. I know she's famous for being famous, and there are people that like her, but she issued a...
What did she actually...
She was a model, right?
She was a model.
Yeah.
A model.
Yeah.
No musical jobs.
No.
Right?
No.
Okay.
No, but John Legend.
Married to John Legend, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. For some time
that.
Now, right?
Everybody knows that. The world knows that.
She recently did a 23andMe, and she got a very surprising revelation, but the reason she didn't know about it is her own fault.
The first thing that came up after I found out that I was part Neanderthal was this. I have an identical twin. So I literally write the twin. I full on write 23andMe and I start like talking to a robot like it's not a robot. I text my doctor, hello. I call my dad and I literally say, Dad, like, hey, were there two of me? He starts laughing, saying, no, I was there. There were not two of you. And I was like, are you sure you were there? My sister was like, Chrissy, no. Remember when you were supposed to do that show, like Finding Your Roots? Under like secret names, so like the world couldn't tell. You guys, my identical twin.
Stop!
Was myself.
I gotta blow it up. I mean, it's just she is so vacuous. It's not
okay. I'll give it to you in one sentence, Mike. She did a genealogical test under a secret name for a television show, and 23andMe matched her up with the fake name.
Correct.
And so she was operating under the impression she was an identical twin, but she was her own twin.
If she got to that story faster, it would be funny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, keep in mind, that tape is only 39 seconds long.
Felt like
an eternity. Yeah, I agree.
And she sounds like a model.
Yeah, she does. But anyway, she has none identical twin. It's just herself. And let us close with this. Mike, last night, were you watching anything on Fox?
Oh, on Fox. I have it right here. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
On Fox.
Stars on Mars premiered last night, and we talked earlier about the dumbing of America.
Uh-huh.
Ariel Winter, who was the middle daughter on Modern Family, mm-hmm. and she's had sort of a rough patch since Modern Family went off the air. She's changed her hair color. She's put sexy pics up. She really wants to be noticed.
How is that a rough patch?
Well, because it's not really working.
She's growing up.
But in any case, what I'm saying is this. She's got a different hair color, and she is now on Stars on Mars.
Yes.
Okay? And also on Stars on Mars is Lance Armstrong, the bicyclist.
Well, yeah, that he has a rough patch.
Shameless, man. I mean, well, I don't know.
What's he supposed to do? Ride a bike for a living? Can't.
But, Mike,
I just wonder whether he maybe put some away when he had the opportunity, but, I mean, it's just—
Maybe not. But Ariel,
you know,
Winter,
when they all have to go the Screech from Saved by the Bell route.
Screech is no longer with us.
Yeah, we've lost Screech.
That's a shame, isn't it? He's dead.
Ariel Winter really underscores her grasp of modern history when she meets Lance Armstrong.
Wow, this is exciting.
Hi, Lance.
Hello, Ariel. Nice to meet you. Lance Armstrong is a real freaking astronaut. He is a real astronaut. He is Lance Armstrong. You need to Google him. You need to know everything about him because he is so cool.
There's probably 20-year-olds out there that get me confused with Neil Armstrong. If I were Neil Armstrong, I'd be dead. I prefer to be Lance Armstrong at this point.
So
that's funny.
We're clear,
the way he handles that is very funny.
Clear, it's Lance Armstrong, not Neil Armstrong.
Funny.
And Mike, that's all I have.
Funny.
Ariel. And by the way, how does she look? Does she look good in the show?
I don't like her with her hair is red now, like orangey red.
But I mean, I remember that when she blossomed, she really blossomed, right?
Oh, yeah, she blossomed, but she's still not as pretty as the older sister.
No,
not as pretty as the older, but I'm just curious. I'll look it up myself. See how...
On Fox!
Right after I do the Holly Saunders Photoshop. What's wrong with me? What the F is wrong?
You're Oscar viral, Mike. Flight. You're viral.
Thank you. Well, I'm a little bit left. Let me tell you this. Safe flight to Atlanta.
Thank you.
And looking forward tomorrow. It'll be the Robin Mike show, and we will do all sorts of weird stuff like we always do. And then Oscar returns with an update from Atlanta on Thursday, mm-hmm. right? You will be fresh off the racetrack.
Full show.
Very, very exciting. We will be back tomorrow for Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. My kid just came in here like right at the end of the show.
Is he okay?
I'm sick. So I got to run out of here.
Tell him to suck it up.
I'll do what I'm going to do after the show, but I have to do it on the show right now.
Okay.
Check the copy from today's show because there are like 3 or 4 of them. There's so many of them that they all have to be checked.
Okay,
so if we
you
can
got
just
it.
Check them, that
you
would be great.
It.
For Robin Oscar, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I want you to start absorbing what I'm saying to you. You just want to talk. I'm not your psychiatrist.
Why don't you love me?
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. Practice.
You're starting right in, man. Starting right in with the insults. No warming up in a bullpen or nothing.